שלום לכולם.
Hello everyone. We're very happy to have this meeting with Asia, Africa, Turkey, see friends from the world Kli. This is our meeting with Rav. I'm really happy that I have the opportunity to talk to you and with all of you together, Africa, Asia, Turkey. So please go ahead. Let's first of all hear you. Me, you can see and hear daily, but I can't hear you. So friends, you can raise your question mark and ask Rav live. You can ask in Turkish, you can ask in English and French. And if you're not asking, please keep muted. We're heading towards a very special Congress. There are many friends that are coming to the Congress, many questions about it. So anyone who has a question, please raise your question mark and go ahead.
Alec, please. Rav, in preparation for the Congress, the question is that half of our 10 can come to Israel, half of our 10 cannot come to Israel. Some friends will be in Australia, some friends in China, in Japan. How important is to keep in contact when we are in the Congress and our other half is in their own countries doing a mirror Congress?
Seems to me that the main thing is to integrate in the Congresses itself and the groups and the tents that we'll have at the Congress, meaning whoever is coming to the Congress has to really dive in to absorb everything that's going on at the Congress and only afterwards to bring it to their group, even though that your group is also participating in the Congress. But it's better not to think about anything else besides integrating in the Congress itself. So it doesn't matter where I am, whether I'm sitting with a few of my friends. Usually, they don't sit together. Suppose friends come from Africa and they speak Portuguese. Still, we'll try to sit them in several different places where friends speak Portuguese, so they won't necessarily be together. And this goes for everyone, because we want for there to be integration between different, distant friends, because in that we will discover the intensity of our Kli, and therefore it's unpreferable to, connect back to the friends at home, because it kind of brings you back. It's better to immerse in everything that we're going to be doing here. And so after you are included, integrated here, after you've absorbed everything, then after the Congress, you come back and you're a new person and you go into your group. In this regard, if Alec wants to add or something, there are many groups that sit as physical tents, but there are tents that are virtual. If it's virtual, it's even easier. My question is, during these congresses, shouldn't we allow them to get together once or twice? Because suppose in Turkey, there are friends that are dispersed on very large areas that are as a virtual 10 during the morning lessons. But here, I think more than 50 people are coming here from Turkey. 40 are coming for sure because they already have a visa. I don't know. From what I understand, this is something completely new, by the way. So I can't say like it used to be or something. So it seems to me that we should go into the Congress and be completely dedicated to what's going on here. I don't have my home, I don't have any other place but this tent. And even though that the tent changes all the time, and every lesson, even break maybe, I have another tent, a different tent, but I go into it and that's that, without having, something back at home. to be dedicated to the tent that you're with at the Congress. Now, if they're having, suppose, a mirror Congress in Accra, and only one friend can come, is it better for him to come here and bring back to the group whatever he experienced here, or to be on a mirror Congress with his group back there? I think that it's good that he'll come here, says Rav, because afterwards, in that group, there will be the force of what he was integrated in here. There is a difference, even though that everyone's going to be with us at the Congress, but still, there is a difference between physical integration and the virtual one. Anyone wants to ask anything? Any questions, guys? If you don't have a question mark, then raise your hand. We have questions from Turkey, because sometimes there are tech problems on Zoom, so I'll ask from here. Our friend Vachtet is asking, in life, how can a person feel? What's coming out of it? How can I correctly relate to the good and the bad if I don't exactly know what is good, what is bad? How do I choose what good and bad is? Only in relation to the group. So we were precisely given the precise definition of what that is. When I'm in a group, and in the group, I have to forget about myself, and I have to immerse in the group, and I have to support them for them to be as one man and one heart, and to advance them to the Creator in all that I can by all means. And then I have no question about this. Everything's before me. This is what we have to do. And then, for sure, I'll advance. To the measure to which I advance them, I myself advance. There's another question about this. People sometimes ask, if the entire corrections is inside of me, and we're working in the 10, and everything that I have to correct, I see in the 10, how to relate to those things that I see on the outside? How is this related to my correction? To see that all of the corruptions are outside of the 10, that also in regard to my correction, I don't pay attention to what's going on the outside and the outside world. In the outside world, I'm there only in order to live my life, make a living, earn money, that's that, like everyone else. But my spirituality entirely depends on my 10. And I don't look on the outside what kind of relationships I have with them. I have to be like any other normal citizen, no more nor less, so no one will start saying about me he's spiritual or something. No, just like everyone else. However, I dedicate all of my forces to the group. If there are friends that want to ask, please raise your hand. I hope we can see all the screens. One more question from Turkey. Gil from Turkey is asking, if I all the time see only good in the friends and I don't see anything bad in them, from what we learn, it's a disturbance. How do you advance? It is a disturbance that you're led to see only good things about them. It means that you're not investing enough in them. Were you to invest more in them, you would start asking questions. Why? What for? How come? Are they really worth it? And so on. But that you see that they're all pretty, they're all nice, I have no complaints, no nothing. This is also how they are toward me. We're all wearing gloves. We're all very gentlemanlike toward each other. That's very bad. It will not bring you to correction. You have to invest more in connecting everyone as much as you can, and then you'll see how much place there is, how much more room there is to work with the friends, on the friends, and so on. Please. Friends, does anyone want to ask? Please go ahead if anyone wants to ask. Please, go ahead, ask.
Yes, please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friend. In this morning lesson, you say that our ego work against us and against our neighbors. Can you explain to me how our ego works against me? My ego.
What does it have to do with neighbors? Problem in friends. Okay. I have to see how much my nature is my enemy. It stands in my way of connecting with the friends, that in my connection, in the center of our connection with the friends, that's where I find the Creator. And if I don't really discover the connection between us, my ego is very cunning, very smart. We have to understand that it's also very ancient. It's the very initial force in nature, that all the forces of nature developed in it. At the very basis foundation of nature, there is the ego, and from it, as if grow like plants, different other forces. Envy, lust, honor, even love, everything there is. Doesn't matter who or what, everything grows from the ego. The ego is like the soil that everything grows from. And therefore, this is how I have to relate to it. That this is my foundation, and that I'm nourished by it, from it. I nurture from it. What I need to do in the group is to try and bring myself to a state where I will see that the ego is standing in the way of in my way of connecting. There are different forces, like I can be happy and content with our connection, but by this we don't come any closer to one another. So what do? And then a person starts understanding, discovering that his ego holds him this way, keeps him this way, meaning that I'm not let to advance, to come closer to the friend. That's also the ego, that I come closer, but I don't discover that I'm an egoist in that. It's also the ego, meaning everywhere, it's like hugging me in order to leave me in a calm state. And that's really called the angel of death. What else, guys? Girls? Usually...
Owen.
Delis.
Oh, Delis, קוראים לה, כן.
כן.
Delis, אני מחכה לשאלה שלך.
By the way, she's coming to the Congress. Delis, I'm waiting for your question. Come to the question, I want to take my picture with you.
I'm so afraid to ask a question.
Because
this is what I feel. Because you're with us all the time and everything.
After the Congress that we had in Africa, another layer of the will to receive this evil inclination is revealed. And it's so difficult to overcome this when you do, you know, you do the work in the 10, but there's also the work in the group. And to be able to discern which one is which is difficult. So what we've done is we look to the coordinators and we pray that the coordinators will bring us closer together. So the question is, do I annul myself in the factory work? Because is it the one and the same? Is the group the same as the ten?
אני לא פותח את זה.
לא, בכל זאת הסירייה זאת הסירייה.
No, the ten is the ten. It's your soul. To the measure to which you connect to the ten, you're searching for how to shape the ten so that the Creator will be able to be revealed in it. It's not some group work. It's not some work group or the world kli or something. But there has to be this compact group that you work in, and in it you want to reveal the Creator. Shimon, there's this confusion in many situations in the group. Delise has her own ten, for example, where she does her spiritual work in Africa, but she's also Africa's secretary. Rav says, that's why I paid attention to her. Shimon, many times there is a confusion between the inner work, annulment in the ten, and so on, and many times it's used also in dissemination and organizing the group. Rob, no. It's not the same. It isn't. I can be in a good relationship with different groups and with different people, but the ten is like a family. It's something that only in it can I find such a connection between us in which the Creator can reveal Himself. It's like I build one heart, and I can't describe it how much this feeling of the ten has to be more internal than how I am in relation to myself. And factory work is factory work. It has to be done professionally. Rob, yeah, all the rest, my friends, I appreciate them. They're very precious to me. I help them. They help me. We're all going to integrate in the Creator. But due to our weakness, of our current weakness, I have to close myself in inside the ten, connect to the ten, to feel that this is my heart. Owen wants to ask, but before that, something about Asia. Suddenly there is this virus in China, fires in Australia, religious conflicts in India. How do we look at all of this? We are in an evolving, developing, rapidly developing world. The pace of its development is growing all the time. It's acceleration. And therefore, we have to understand that there will be ever more events. And we only have to keep our connection. Because despite all of these events, nothing will help us. Nothing will help us digest life, arrange life, but to the measure to which the upper force will be closer to all of us. And therefore, to the measure to which we come closer tightly together, to that extent it comes down and is present in us. This is our work. On the other hand, we have to say, and so it's written, that the more the Creator awakens us by different confusions and conflicts and disputes, it's in order for us to do the work of connection more quickly. So therefore, we have to see in all the revealing states, even in the worst possible ones, like this virus or fires or other things, it is all in order to show us that we're falling behind in our connection in calming down the forces and bringing ourselves to a state where the world will advance in tranquility in a good way. We're to blame for it. So, whatever bad thing is revealed in the world, we have to say that it's because we were not able to prevent it and to lead it in a good way. So, let's do this from now on. It's a tremendous sense of responsibility, feeling of responsibility. The Women's 10 in Australia is asking, they say that lately Rav said on the lessons that the principle of love covers all crimes doesn't exist for women, but only for men. So they're asking, what principle do women, how should they work in order to rise above the hate? Rav, same as men, only it's preferable that the women's group will accompany the men's group. But the principle is the same principle. The ego exists in women too. Only the realization of the ego is a bit different than it is for men. Men can more easily draw the reforming light. Women do it through the men. We'll learn about this. Probably we have to do this as some kind of exercise or even as a special lecture at the Congress. Owen, you wanted to ask something. Yes. Owen, go ahead.
Okay, Ralph, thank you. I think Shima already covered some of my question. Yeah, but it's still okay. For China, it's the first time, I think, all the friends are going to be isolated in isolated whatever his leave. And always have the fear of the virus going to be contingent. So how can we use this this environment to how to connect to the Congress? Do you have some good suggestion for all the friends, Chinese friends?
I don't know. I think that even during the Congress, if necessary, if there are any urgent questions, you can send them to me through Shimon, and he'll give them to me, and even during the Congress, I will deal with them. I will attend to them. And this is how we'll be connected. Besides, I hope that I'll see you on the screens, and if we can have a short conversation, if you want, during the breaks, during the Congress breaks here and there, even though that I don't have breaks, because usually I'm either signing books, or I have other meetings and events, but I'm willing. If it'll help you, please. And how many of you are coming? Several friends from China and Hong Kong registered, but in order to prevent any danger at such a big Congress, they canceled their arrival in China. But from Africa, it's okay. No, Africa are coming. And Turkey, we heard also. Right, right. And also from Australia, more than 10 friends are coming. That's a lot. You'll have representatives here, and we'll gather all of you. We'll get all of you together at the Congress in one room, and maybe we'll have a Zoom together so that they will feel that we're with them and that we're not forgetting about them. Excellent. Maybe in between the two Congresses, when we'll all be here, we can do it. Rob, of course, that would be excellent. Okay, last question maybe. Just to maybe update that there is still Help Chavel, and if friends want to come, it's not too late yet. We have one long, very special Congress, so still, if you want to get there, it's not too late. Very good. One more question from Turkey, if possible, Rav. There's this question. Women also need a tent, or not? Do they have to live in a tent too? This is a problem. I can't say about this decisively, but I take an example from what Rabash did. So, just like we had men's tens, women had just one group. 25 or 30 women were in that group. One group. They gathered once a week, sometimes, and sometimes it was at my place, so that evening I'd go someplace. And this how it was. There weren't tens, but if it's like a big group, then tens. I heard that women are connecting between them according to the men's groups here. That if there are 10 men, then there's a parallel 10 of women, and this is how they exist next to them. It's also good. There's still some kind of connection. Try and see. I just want to say that there has to be a connection. How and what way? That's not that important, but it has to be. And in the connection, we have to see the place where we're expecting the revelation of the Creator. Just to inform the friends from Africa, we really would like to help them connect to the internet so they could be with us on the lessons, congresses. There's a friend that took responsibility for it, Bar Noach. We will send this to all the friends in Africa, this questionnaire, so we can help according to your country, your place. There's the local network, there's satellite. We're really looking into this, and we're sending you all a questionnaire. Please fill it. I hope that until the Congress, we'll be able to help many friends take part with us in the Congress and later on in the morning lessons. Rav, you have a few more minutes. The writers' meeting, so... Well, I'd like to hear something more. The Turkish, really, they're everywhere. If there is a friend and he has the desire to advance and work, but he is a bit slow, he wants to study, but he's not ready for a group maybe, how can the group help him? What should their attitude be to? Does he want to come to the group or not? Yes, but he has a problem with the internet and he can't be with the group all the time. Or if it's someone new that can't live in the pace of the group. To give him an opportunity, but not too much, because if you start taking care of him, then accordingly he begins to, you know, start slacking. The group has to simply show anyone that comes there that this is your place, like everyone else's, advance, be our friend, equally like everyone else. That's it. No more, no less. And that's the best thing. How can the friends prepare themselves in the best possible way for the Congress? To be with us, to see the lessons. Yesterday, on Saturday, there was the afternoon lesson about love. I really recommend everyone to hear and see, whoever didn't. And we'll meet. Will we have other meetings before the Congress? No, it's in 2 weeks. Okay, so we're saying goodbye for the time being. And see you at the Congress. Alec, Denise, and all the friends. Come, all of you, really. I love you very much and want to see you close. Goodbye and all the best.